Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ken Seide, and he is the Executive Director for the Warren Cultural Center. Good morning to you, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, I noticed as I was reading, hearing, looking at web, that you have a fun-sounding group coming to the Cultural Center. Let's talk about that first.
Sure. The Alley Cats are coming back. They were here about 2 years ago. It was a great show. They are a doo-wop quartet. They sing a cappella style, all of those hits from the 50s and 60s, and they are very entertaining, just a lot of fun, a lot of jokes. We're glad to have them coming back.
Good. Now, when is that happening?
That show is coming on Friday, September 5th at 7 o'clock. You can get tickets for the show from our website, which is warrenculturalcenter.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can also purchase some at Ed and Eva's Art Store, which is here in our building. We're on the east side of the square in Greenfield. And a phone number for the store is 641-743-2566. You can get tickets over the phone,
too. Okay. And, you know, is it usually a packed house? I mean, if somebody came over in the evening, you could maybe walk in?
Well, I would advise getting tickets ahead of time for this show. When they were here before, it was a sold-out house.
All right.
And the tickets are selling very well right now. We do still have some left, but
don't wait around.
By showtime, I think we might have every seat in the place.
Okay,
sold.
Okay, that's good to know. And it probably is a real positive thing that you did have them before and they were so popular. And word of mouth, you can't buy that kind of advertising. Word of mouth is the best.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
They were one of the first performers that we had in here when we opened our doors, which has been a little more than 2 years ago now. And they've been a favorite ever since.
Good. Now let's talk about, you have, of course, some other programs, presentations coming up here over the next few months. Let's mention a few of those.
Okay. One brand new one, and you are the first one to hear this in public. I just was on the phone yesterday to finish some details to have the University of Iowa Chamber Orchestra is going to be here on Thursday night, September 25th. We've had some other musicians from Iowa over here that have performed in smaller groups, but a chamber orchestra is about 30-some musicians, strings, and some woodwinds, and they are going to be playing a concert of music by Bach. And so
they
we're really excited about this.
Yes,
one.
They will fill the hall with music for sure.
Oh, they will.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and all of those are going to be on your website, and you can always get tickets on your website, correct?
Yes.
All right.
And we're on Facebook, too, so you can.
Okay, like you. And
there, too.
Yes.
But you can tell, you know, we're going from doo-wop to classical music there, and we try to cover all the bases in between, too, so we really get good feedback from people. They like the variety of entertainment that we have here, and so that's what we try to book.
And then did I see you're having, I think, a ventriloquist?
Yes. Then on October 4th, that's a Saturday, Taylor Mason is a ventriloquist and comedian, very accomplished. He was on one of the earlier talent shows, the Star Search show.
Oh, uh-huh.
He was a winner of that, but he continues with his career, and he's going to be here. He puts on a real fun show. It's great for all ages, just a lot of laughs there. And we feel very fortunate. He is actually in the midst of a run on some Disney cruise ships, but he's actually going to finish a cruise, fly back here to the Midwest and do a couple of shows, ours included, and then fly back down to Florida and continue with the Disney cruises. So he's a great talent.
You and all the people get to come and see him should really feel special because he's making that trip to the Midwest to do that. So
right, yeah,
yes.
we're glad that he's willing to do that.
Now, really looking ahead a bit, do you do anything special for the holiday season, for Christmas, Thanksgiving, Christmas, that time in there?
We have a couple of shows in the works. We don't quite have some of the details nailed down, but we do have definite plans to throw a New Year's Eve party here again.
Yes.
We did that last New Year's Eve. We'll have the same band coming back. That's Exit 113. They have several players from Central Iowa, and they play a real variety of rock and favorites from 50s and 60s and 70s. Throw in a little swing here and there. Just a real variety of music that people really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And we'll put that together. We'll probably have some. We'll have the dance floor open when they're playing. We'll have some refreshments. Last time around, we did a champagne toast at midnight, so we'll probably repeat that again.
Yes.
And we'll probably work with the Hotel Greenfield, which is right next door to us here, to put together a special package so you can come, enjoy the party until after midnight, and then stay at the hotel for a reduced rate.
Sounds like a good deal. You don't have to drive home after midnight. Just
right,
stay overnight. Exactly. Sounds like a great party. Now, earlier, Ken, we're visiting with Ken Seide over Greenfield Way, and you mentioned Ed and Eva's store. Let's talk a little more about that.
Sure. Well, the name Ed and Eva's comes from the Warrens. The Warrens were the ones that built this building, built the Opera House, ran it, and they ran a dry goods store down on the sidewalk level, so hence the name Ed and Eva's. But nowadays, Ed and Eva's is an art store. It is filled with all sorts of artworks from fabric and ironworks, woodworking, paintings, photography, jewelry, just all sorts of things, but they are all Iowa-made. They're all Iowa artisans who have contributed. We've got well over 80 different artists represented there, some local, some from across the state, and they're selected by a committee, invited to come show and sell their works here. And so it's really been growing over the past 2 years. The store is really getting full now, but it is a great place to shop for yourself or for gifts. You know, you mentioned the holidays coming up. It's not that too far
off.
That's
right. I think those kind of gifts to the Iowa, our special craftsman here, those are good gifts to send to somebody who used to live in Iowa and no longer does, and it's sort of a memory of home and a really special kind of gift when you can find that kind of thing. So
Very much so. Yeah. And some of them are clearly Iowa-themed, and they're unique. These mm-hmm. are individual pieces. They're not mass-produced.
Not stamped out, yes.
Yeah.
Now, so let's just mention, you mentioned that Ed and Eva were the names that are really important that started the Warren Opera House. Just give a little bit of history.
Sure. They built the building and opened their store in 1896, and they ran their business here until about 1922 and ran the Opera House. So the Opera House was really in its heyday around the turn of the century and into the 1920s, and they had a variety of touring musicians and local talent that would put on stage plays or concerts here. Into the 1930s, it to be used less and less, and from the newspaper accounts that we see, by the Depression era, there were no longer any traveling professional musicians or players here, but the community continued to use the building, the space, the auditorium. It's a ballroom-type space that continued to be used for the next couple of decades for school graduations. Dances were very popular. From time to time, I think they roller skated in the auditorium. At one point, they even put up some basketball hoops and played basketball.
Just made it a community center.
It really was, yeah.
And then when things sort of, TV came along, all that other stuff came along and probably wasn't used well, but you've put it back into its charm from the beginning and put it back to community use again.
Yes, yeah. It really fell into several decades of disuse from the 1950s on until the work started in the mid-1990s. It was abandoned, and it was just a mess when the work started.
Mm-hmm. So, again, let's just mention that the next program coming up is by the Alley Cats, the doo-wop group, and you can get tickets at the Ed and Eva store. And, again, give us that website.
The website is warrenculturalcenter.com.
Pretty easy. just get on over there and enjoy. We want to thank you very much, Ken Seide, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's the thought. Aspire to inspire before you expire.